It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. I want you to get ready for another powerful series entitled Test, Trial, and Triumph. We are entering into a season of celebration of the new life in Christ because He got up. I'm talking about the risen Christ. We can face tomorrow. Somebody say, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. We can pass the test. We can go through the trials and we can live a triumphant life in Christ. A victorious life in Christ. Grab your Bibles, grab your pens, grab your paper, grab the iPad and the iPhone. We're getting ready to go right into the series. Test, trial, and triumph. Your life will never be the same. As we go into the series, Test, Trial, and Triumph, we're going to start out with the test. And throughout this series, we are going to explore the life of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're going to apply those principles, apply the things, the nuggets, and in-depth study, and some of the things that we're going to just uncover, hide it in our hearts, and we're going to walk a victorious life. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm looking for the victorious life. I want to experience victory. I want to shift. I want to change. I want a rearrangement in my life. How many people are ready to just get out of those dark places and walk into the new light? Experience light. Experience joy. Experience peace. Somebody say, I'm ready to pass the test. As we look at the test, we're going to go right into the Garden of Gethsemane. We know that the Garden of Gethsemane for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was a pressing place. It was a place where there was great anguish and there were great pain. It was the pressing of the olives, the getting the oil. We're talking about Gethsemane. So you see, Jesus was accompanied there by three apostles, Peter, James, and John. And if you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you'll find out that they had several interactions together, and there were some good times and there were some sad times. There were some up times and there were some bad times. It was like in any other relationship. I'm talking to somebody out there, they want a perfect relationship. But if you explore the scriptures, you'll find that even Jesus didn't have a perfect relationship with the disciples because we're human beings, and human beings do human beings type things. Don't be so hard on yourself for being a human being. So we look at this. Jesus was accompanied by three apostles, Peter, James, and John, and He asked them to stay awake and pray. Now, that is a sermon all by itself to get believers. You see, I kind of hesitated there, but to get believers to stay awake and pray. Why don't you shake the person next to you and just say, stay awake and pray. My God. And the Bible says that what? Jesus asked them to stay awake and pray, and He moved a stone's throw away. And in other words, He had to go a little further. You know, there are times in your walk when you're under a test, when you're under great distress, when you got the pressure, and there's no way to relieve that pressure unless you touch God Himself. You've got to separate yourself, and you're going to have to go a little bit further. So He went a stone's throw away, or He went further away from them, and He felt what? Overwhelming sadness and anguish, and said, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by. There's going to be a trial in your life that you want God to just take it away from you. You will want God to just pull me out of it. And there's going to be times you're going to be tried and tested, and there will be struggling times. Oh, I wish I could tell you it's going to be tiptoe through the tulips and you're not going to have any heartache, pain, trials, or testing. But if I would tell you something like that, I would be lying. You're going to live on planet Earth and have to deal with the planet Earth situations like death. Oh my God, going through what death and going through trials and tribulations and pain and anguish and divorce and miscarriages, you name it. It happens on planet Earth to human beings. Somebody's suffering right now and looking to see, God, if I could just get this pain out of my chest, I'd be okay. But God got a word for you. He's going to lift the burden right out. He's going to lift it. He's going to lift it. Why? He's a good God. Somebody say, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. So he felt overwhelming sadness and anguish, and I can't get past that. I got to spend a couple of seconds there. You know, somebody right now, you're listening to this broadcast and you wonder if anybody knows what you're going through. I want you to know that Jesus Christ knows exactly what you're going through. Why? Because he's a high priest who can be touched by the feeling of your infirmities. He knows exactly what it feels like. He knows exactly what the heaviness is all about. He knows. Somebody say, he knows, he knows, he knows. And because I know he knows and I know he cares, I can face it. I'm going to pass. I say, Dr. Ty, I feel like I'm passing the test right now. So he says what? He felt the anguish. He felt pain. He felt sadness. And he said, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, let it be as you, not I. Your will, not mine. Let it be like you want it. My God, have you ever had to struggle between what you know is the will of God and your flesh and your things that you're going through? So there's that struggle. Somebody say sometimes it's a struggle there. He said, but take this cup away from me. But if I got to drink it, your will be done. Oh my God, have you ever had your mind switching out like that? I will do it. No, I won't do it. I do want it. I can't stand it. Oh my. My God, see somebody, you've been so hard on yourself because you switch in and out. But even Jesus struggled. Somebody say, even Jesus struggled. So you see, a struggle is not the sin. It's when you yield to it, my God. But going through the struggle is part of life. And you're going to need to know what it's like to say, I'm struggling, but I'm not sinning. My God, my God. Oh, my God. Temptation is not sin. Struggling is not sin. My Lord, somebody say, I'm not sinning when I'm struggling. Oh, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. So he goes on and he says this prayer and checking on the three apostles, because he went back. He went to check on them and he checked on them, what, three times, and he found them asleep. So he said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. See, he knows us. I wish I could spend this rest of this message just convincing people of two things. First, God loves you. He loves you unconditionally. He loves you. He loves you. And he knows you. Have you ever been around someone and you were kind of disappointed because they just didn't know you, or you were on your best behavior, but one day you had a bad day and the person that you wanted to impress or you thought could had some patience, they was just like, oh, I didn't see that part of you. I don't want no more parts of you. Well, you won't ever experience that with Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ, what? He knows us. He knows there are times when our spirit is willing. I mean, we gung-ho, we ready to walk the water, like Peter say, come on, bring it on. But the flesh, Peter, I'll die with you. I'll die, pull out that blade and boom, it was over. The flesh, my God. But he knows us. He knows that our spirits are willing. But there are times our flesh is weak. But I can get somebody out there to put both hands up in the air and say, Lord, help me right now. Oh, we need a right now help, don't we? So you say, have you ever had to walk through a test alone? Others want to be there for you, but they just couldn't do it. I need somebody right now to forgive those who could not be there for you. They wanted to be there for you, but they just didn't have the strength to. But God is faithful. He said what? I'd never leave you nor forsake you. So we find out in this testing time, in this trying time, what? God sent an angel from heaven to strengthen Jesus. My Lord, and I need somebody right now to have faith enough to know that God will send an angel down just to strengthen you. God doesn't want you weak and just can't get along. No, 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 no. He will bring help. He will bring help to help lift the heavy burden. God would send an angel if he needs to do it. The Bible tells us what? During his agony as he prayed, his sweat was as if it was great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. That's in Luke 22:44. Jesus accepted his faith. The hour had come for him to be betrayed. The test. The test of time. The test that says, will I go forward? Will I back away? Will I do what God is asking me to do? Or will I give in to what I want? My God. And he passed the test. Have you ever had to walk right into something that you know was going to cost you? Passing the test. Now let's go on to the trial. Get your Bibles. We're looking in the Bible with this one. Matthew 15. Turn your Bibles to Matthew 15. We started out with the test, and we were talking about how Jesus was tested in the Garden of Gethsemane. Go back to your scriptures and look at that. But now we're looking at what? The trial. The trial. Jesus on trial. He's on his way to the cross, but he has to go through the trial first. The trial before Pilate. My Lord, what a trial. Have you ever had people who just were not in a place to judge you, but they did? Ha! My God, they had no right to judge you, but they did. So we see Jesus' trial before Pilate, and looking at Mark, the 15th chapter, and beginning with the first verse, very early in the morning. Have you ever had an early morning trial? Couldn't even hardly get your head together good, and wham, there it is, an early morning trial, the fiery trials. Early in the morning, you're still groggy, you haven't even got out of bed right, and there it is, an early morning trial, very early in the morning. The leading priests, elders, and the teachers of religious law, the entire high council met to discuss their next. Have you ever felt people ganging up on you? Those that should have been praying and lifting up your arms, they having a meeting. Somebody say, oh, stop having the meeting on the side. Before the break of day, somebody lying. Woo, my son. Jesus said on Calvary,
yes. If I say it. You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.